It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Now, even though many people have dropped pandemic precautions, the pandemic is still happening, along with the surge of other potentially severe respiratory illnesses. Hospitalizations for flu-like illnesses, flu, RSV, COVID, and other respiratory viruses are higher than they've been in the last decade. And nearly 2,000 people are still dying from COVID-19 each week here in the U.S. As winter holidays get closer, there are a lot of things we can do to protect people who are at risk for complications and death, including older adults, younger children, people with underlying medical conditions. Caitlin Jedalina is the founder and author of the newsletter Your Local Epidemiologist, Director of Population Health Analytics at Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
Can you give an overview of where we are in the U.S. right now with this combo of multiple respiratory diseases?
Yeah, for actually the first time, the much anticipated and I will say dreaded triple-demic is finally here. RSV, flu, and now COVID-19 are rising together at a national level, and it's not looking very pretty.
And you're concerned in large part this year with people who are vulnerable to illness, these three diseases going around, and we're getting ready to gather for holidays. Who in particular should we be thinking about protecting here?
Yeah, it really depends on the type of virus we're worried about. So, for example, I'm very concerned about those over 65. They are at high risk for RSV, they're at high risk for flu, and they're at high risk for COVID-19. And the main reason for that is because they just have weakened immune systems. The more we grow older, the more weak our immune systems get. So they could be doing everything. They could have their fall COVID-19 booster, they could have the flu shot, and still not be well protected against these viruses, particularly against severe disease. The other group that I'm particularly concerned about are those under five, kids under 5 years old, specifically for RSV. Also, we know flu and COVID-19 is no walk in the park for them either. And so there's a lot of viruses circulating right now, and I think going into the holidays, everyone really needs to plan around their most vulnerable family member.
You, in one of your recent local epidemiologist newsletter, gave a series of steps to take. And starting there and earliest is vaccination, the latest boosters, the flu shot. Could you make the case that if people haven't done those, they ought to do them now?
That's right. I mean, it's truly, I think, one of the lowest hanging fruits. You have to get it and you don't necessarily need to think about it again. You know, if you got your last COVID-19 vaccine a year ago, 2 years ago, it's running out of batteries. It's just without a recent booster, you're not really technically protected. And so that is incredibly important. And I think one of the easier things to do this season, just keep in mind that time is running out. I mean, if, you know, Christmas is only 3 weeks away. And so it takes a few weeks for that booster to kick in. So I would certainly get it as soon as possible.
And then masking. In general, I think, are masking less than we used to. This would be the time. Could you talk about your masking plans leading up to, say, holiday gatherings?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, just go outside. Very few people are wearing an N95 mask anywhere. But the way I think about it is put on that mask 1 week prior to the event. 1 week prior to Christmas, for example, wear that mask everywhere you go in public, because that will not only help ensure that you don't get sick, so you don't miss the holiday spirits and seeing Santa Claus, etc., but that also helps break transmission chains to those vulnerable people. It helps ensure you won't bring the virus to the little kiddos or to grandma or grandpa.
And before we get to the next step, I mean, part of your goal here is that we can gather, that we don't have to cancel those holiday plans, right? That's what we're working toward here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think we've all sacrificed enough the past 2.5 years. And I think that it's a big quality of life is getting together with family and friends, especially during the holiday season. I just really want to ensure, at least the way I'm thinking about it, is we want to do it in the most safe and most healthy way we can. And we can do that. That we have lots of ways to do that.
Talking to epidemiologist Caitlin Jedalina about keeping our gatherings safe from COVID and RSV and flu this holiday season. Okay, testing is also part of your plan. We've got home tests out there. What is the testing regimen you are looking toward?
That's right. So we have testing at least for COVID-19 at home, right? So we don't have flu and RSV tests at home, but we can use them for COVID-19. And the way I kind of see it as certainly do it if you have symptoms the day or the morning of the event, but also do it even if you're asymptomatic. Do it the morning of the event and a few days before. This is called cadence testing. So testing a few days in a row. And the reason why this is good is because it gives you more likelihood of catching asymptomatic virus. Antigen tests aren't perfect at catching asymptomatic virus, about 44 to 70% of cases it'll catch. But if we do it multiple times, we have higher chances of catching it if we do truly are infected.
And if we test positive just that few days before the event?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it means you're probably going to have to stay home. I mean, I certainly would stay home if you have symptoms, no matter if it's COVID or something else. That is literally the best thing you can do for your family. If you test positive a few days before on a COVID antigen test, I will say that it could be that you're just at the end of their infection. So I would highly suggest testing again that morning of. Just be prepared that you won't be going there. But you may get lucky and it may come out negative and you can go to the holiday celebration.
All right. Great news. We're all clean. We're getting together. What are things we can do at the event to help lower the risk of transmission in case something snuck in with somebody?
Ventilation and filtration are really powerful tools. This is especially important in the middle of winter when we head indoors. So get that air moving, get the air conditioning moving. You can have a fan going. If it's nice outside, open those windows. It'll actually do quite a lot. And then again, of course, at the day of the event, if you have symptoms, just stay home. I know this is lonely during the holidays, but it's truly the best thing to do.
And yeah, that's kind of a mindset thing. Everybody's going to be, or many people, I should say, will be bummed to miss a holiday gathering. Can you give us some encouragement to do it if we need to in just our last minute?
I keep saying this, but it's literally the best thing you can do for the vulnerable, those under 5, those over 65, but not only those, it'll help the community as well. Our healthcare systems are incredibly stressed right now. So please stay home, binge watch some Netflix. There's always going to be next Christmas.
Caitlin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
That's Caitlin Jedalina, founder and author of the newsletter, Your Local Epidemiologist, Director of Population Health Analytics at Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. She talked to us today about steps we can take to keep at-risk people safe during the upcoming holiday gathering season in the midst of increases in numbers for COVID, flu, and this RSV virus that's out there.